why they were shocked? They've been going through some spiritual stop signs. Amen. And you know what happens when you go through spiritual stop signs? And you understand what a spiritual stop sign is, right? Well, verse 17 is that it lists one of these stop signs. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing. Excuse me. And do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Wow. They were measuring their spirituality by how much money they had. You know what? There's many churches doing that today. They're all over the YouTube. There's one guy who looks absolutely scary, and I'd tell you his name in a heartbeat if I could remember it. And everything is about money and accumulating this world's goods. Amen. And that's what was happening at Laodicea. See how spiritual we are? We have need of nothing. But Jesus had a message for them. You're poor, miserable, wretched, and blind. You go through spiritual stop signs all the time. Now, God's not talking to you. He's talking to the church at Laodicea. And they were getting scolded. pretty good, I would say. And you know what happened there at Laodicea? It's kind of like when we go on holidays. And, you know, we're happy because we're going on holidays and we put our favorite radio station on and we're going down the highway and Leon O'Brien comes on. He set me free. He broke the bands that had me bound. And so you're driving down the road, bebopping to your favorite radio station. But the further away you get from the station, the weaker and weaker the signal gets. And this is what was happening at the church at Laodicea. They were getting farther and farther away from the signal. And they started going through spiritual stop signs. And now Jesus came and shocked them. He shocked them, all right. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, you lukewarm. And so now he brought them to a choice. And know what he said to them? To him who overcomes, I'll grant to sit with me on my throne. Wow. He was calling the people in Laodicea, get the scales out. I'm making you an offer here today. Amen. I'm laying some eternal blessings before you, and the only way you can have them, hallelujah, you'll find them in the future. Amen. But first, you're going to have to lay down the present. Amen. You're going to have to lay down your worldly ways. You're going to have to lay down your lust after money and after the things of this world. Hallelujah. And start following me. And so in order to lay claim to these wonderful blessings, Jesus said to him who overcomes, they would have to turn towards the signal again, the frequency that was coming from heaven. And they heard a loud voice come over that frequency. Amen. And they'd have to move towards the signal once again. They'd have to move towards Jesus. And so they'd have to lay down the present in order to lay hold of the future that Jesus was giving to them. He offered it to them, to him who overcomes. And so they were either going to possess the future that God had for them, or they're going to lose it. Amen. And they had to choose. And you know what happened again? Just in closing, I'll say that with Abraham and Lot, and you know they had so many worldly goods. They had accumulated so many riches. And I'll just say this before we go on. Look, it's not a sin to have riches. It's a sin when riches have you. And that's what's happening. And some of these churches, money has hold of them. And it's not that they have money, it's that money has a hold of them. And so anyway, Abraham and Lot got so rich that they couldn't hang out together anymore. You know, they had sheep and goats and oxen, and they couldn't get along. They had increased so much with God's blessing, so they decided to separate. And Abraham said to Lot, choose what you want. Choose anything you want. And you know, Lot's eyes got great big. And he saw green grass over down by the way of Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know the grass is always greener over the septic tank, right? It's true. And Lot made his choice. And he chose for himself. He chose me, 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 me. And Abraham was trusting in God's ways. I'm going to trust your ways, Lord. I'll let the kid have whatever he wants. And I'll let you give me what you want me to have. Prematurely, I know they've already been flashed up on the screen, but come on, let's do it again in Genesis. And it says, then the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, I give you and your descendants this day forever. Amen. This was an eternal deed that God was given to Abraham, and he was given the whole land. You're going to own Lot and wherever he is too. Praise God. And so what Abraham was doing is that he took and he chose the future over the present. What was going on in the present didn't seem to affect him too much. Hallelujah. But Lot chose the present. Abraham chose the future. Praise God. So no matter what circumstances we're going through today, maybe you can't understand them. They don't seem fair. They don't seem right. And a pathway that's filled with detours and delays and dead-end streets. But the Lord wants me to remind you today, yes, trust in God's ways. Trust in the Lord. You can trust in his ways. Trust in him. Hope in him. Wait on him. And, you know, he sees the beginning from the end. He's the only one who does. And the Lord's calling us today. Family, I don't know what we're approaching or where we're coming at, but I know one thing. And oftentimes the Lord brings us an opportunity to invest in eternity. Amen. And it's usually a decision we have to make between now and eternity or future and the present. And don't be afraid to choose the future. Hallelujah. And I'm here to remind us this morning and that we can trust in God's ways. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your words. And thank you for giving us bread to eat, Lord. And we need bread. Hallelujah. And I pray that you would minister to every heart in this place this morning. I have no idea who you're talking to or what you're talking about to everybody. I just know that I've done what I'm supposed to do. And Lord, I want to give you the present. Hallelujah. My hours, my time, my money, and whatever you want. Hallelujah. Take Elizabeth if you want her, Lord. Just don't take her off the earth. I ain't finished with her yet. But Lord, I pray that, and lay down my present at your feet and everything that I am, that I might possess your future this morning. And I pray that for Durhamville Gospel Church, Lord. And the church are the people that are sitting in the pews, that you'd bless them and with future blessings in the here and now. And Lord, I pray that you would set in motion your plans over each one of our lives and that you would accomplish those plans. And our hearts would be a heart that says, Lord, I trust in your ways. Have your way. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.